Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Shaheen Amini. He's Investor Relations Manager at Meren. Shaheen, very good to speak with you. You're up to your third quarter results. Take us through some of the highlights, not least of all the Prime amalgamation, which you say marks a step change for Meren.
Look, the Prime amalgamation deal completed earlier this year was a transformational deal for us. In the first instance, it doubled our reserves and production in very high-quality assets that we know very well. So it was important for us to do that deal and take full control of the so-called JV company, Prime Oil and Gas. There were also other sound strategic rationales for the deal, and one of those was to take full control of Prime's financial decision-making. Now, you fast forward the clock, I'm delighted that we have declared our fourth quarterly dividend for approximately $25 million. And that brings our total distributions for 2025 to $100 million. And so we have honored our commitment to our shareholders when we announced, well, when we closed the deal and announced our enhanced dividend policy of distributing that $100 million. Another important highlight from our results is that we have significantly paid down our outstanding RBL debt facility. And really, it's about optimization here, and we wanted to minimize our interest expenses. It is a revolver facility, and we do have headroom, so if need be, in future, for whatever reason, we can draw down under that. But maintaining a robust balance sheet and also minimizing interest expenses has been a priority for us.
Remind us of how the Prime amalgamation positions Meren going forward, Shaheen.
Prime did hold our Nigerian assets, and the core of the portfolio, there's three producing oil fields: Agbami, Egina, and Akpo. And we do have high-quality operators, tier-one operators, Chevron and TotalEnergies. But it's not just about production from these three fields. And there are a number of very good and interesting organic growth opportunities for us in this portfolio. That includes development of discoveries such as the Preowei oil field. And we also have appraisal and exploration opportunities close to our existing production hubs. Now that we have taken full control of Prime, we are at the license level, so we can work very closely with our JV partners and the operators in order to drive the process forward to monetize these assets, these other opportunities as well. So it's important to remember it's not just about production from our Nigerian fields, it's also about growth in that portfolio for us.
As you mentioned, Meren's returned over $100 million to shareholders this year through dividends. How do you balance paying those returns with funding growth and reducing debt?
You ask a very good question on a very important point. I mean, all independent, oil and gas companies, the big challenge for us is that, look, we have a declining reserve base, right? We produce oil, we produce gas. And so we constantly have to try and add to that to underpin the sustainability of our businesses. And what we've tried to do at Meren is that we do have these organic growth opportunities. They need to be funded, and they are funded either from our existing cash flow from operations or through the deals that we've done with industry partners. And a very good example there is our Venus development projects offshore Namibia. And we did a deal with TotalEnergies whereby, and just for those watching this, just to remind you that our interest is through our major shareholding in Impact Oil and Gas, a private UK company. But what we did was to basically originate and execute a deal with TotalEnergies whereby they will fund all our costs through to first production from Venus. And so I suppose what I'm trying to say here is that through these industry deals and through our existing cash flow from operations, we've tried to secure our growth, our organic growth opportunities, without stretching the balance sheet. So that gives us the optionality and the scope to deliver on our promises and our aspirations in terms of returning capital to our shareholders.
Meren has stakes in Namibia, South Africa, Equatorial Guinea. How do these projects fit into your long-term growth strategy, and which milestones should investors watch out for in 2026?
Each one of these countries that you've mentioned do present us with potentially transformational opportunities. In Namibia, I've already mentioned the Venus Development Project, which is funded through to first production. But there's also follow-on exploration opportunities in our two Namibian licenses. And again, those are funded from the deal we've done with TotalEnergies. In South Africa, we have a direct 18% interest in Block 3B/4B, which is on the same fairway as the discoveries in the Orange Basin in Namibia. And because we have a direct 18%, that is a significantly larger interest than what we have in Namibia. And in case of exploration success, that could be transformational for a company the size of Meren. Equatorial Guinea, we have two blocks that present us with two different opportunities. One is shallow water. We're doing it for gas prospectivity. We have a discovery, and that is close to existing infrastructure. And then we have another deep water block with large prospects. And that is, again, we're doing that for oil prospectivity. I suppose the message here is that we do have a diverse set of opportunities in three different jurisdictions that complement our business in Nigeria. And each one of these, if successful, can significantly increase our reserves and future production outlook.
Well, Shaheen, I hope you'll continue to keep us updated with your progress. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Shaheen Amini, Investor Relations Manager at Meren. The featured company.